Drive It Like You Stole It, written by Victoria P., read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom, Star Wars Original Trilogy. The story contains the pairing Leia Organa Han Solo, with additional tag for plot, what plot? Porn without plot. Post-Star Wars Return of the Jedi. Leia's back hits the mattress, Han's body a warm weight above her, and she thinks, I don't deserve this. His mouth is hot and urgent against her jaw, his teeth just sharp enough to send sparks through her and make her gasp. She can feel his lips stretch into a smug grin at the sound, and as always, she feels the need to even the score. She parts her knees and pushes her hips up against his, earning a gasp in response. It's her turn to smile, sharp and hungry as any lethal beast. She wants to eat him up and swallow him whole, take him inside her and keep him safe from all the bad things in the galaxy. She knows it's not possible, that she's never been able to protect him, and that he doesn't hold that against her, but she wants it just the same. Sometimes she feels like she's nothing but wanting, and these stolen hours with him are the only thing that satisfy her.
Take it easy, princess, Han murmurs against her cheek,
and her hands curl tight in the soft fabric of his shirt.
No need to hurry.
It's not true, though. There are so many demands on her time, and so little of it to spend on herself, on him. They have so much time to make up for, time that was stolen from them by Vader. Not her father. Never her father, no matter how much she loves Luke. She's not like him. She can't forgive, not any of it. And she refuses to think of that right now. Refuses to let him steal one more nanosecond from her. She hooks her foot behind Han's knee and rolls them over, settling her hips over his with a satisfied smirk.
You just have to be on top, don't you?
He says, but it's fond, amused, lacking the hidden barb it might have once contained.
You like it when I'm on top, she says, still grinning.
She can feel how much he likes it as she leans in to kiss him, hot and wet and messy. All the things she's not allowed to be in public.
I like you,
he replies, with that soft look in his eyes that hits her like a punch to the heart. She gasps with the simple truth of it. It's too much. It's not enough. She kisses him again, hungry and desperate, fingers scrabbling at his shirt, ready to tear it off his shoulder so she can feel the warmth of his skin. He has an easier time stripping her. She breaks the kiss long enough to let him tug her dress over her head and toss it aside. Her underwear is next, discarded in a heap at the side of the bed, his stare hot enough to melt her self-consciousness as she settles back down over his hips. She's too thin, she's not thin enough, her breasts are too small, her mouth is too wide, her voice is too loud. She's reckless, she's overcautious, she's cold, she's angry, she never stops to think, she thinks too much. It's a never-ending litany, and none of it matters to Han. He sees Leia, not the princess, not the rebel leader, just who she is. And maybe who she wants to be. He takes his shirt off and tosses it onto the pile of clothes on the floor, then spreads his arms wide.
Like what you see? You know I do, she says.
And it's easy now, where once she'd have fought against admitting it. He grins and reaches up to tweak her nipple.
Me too.
Her cunt clenches in response to the words as much as the touch.
Come here.
She starts to lean in again for a kiss, but he surprises her, hooking his hands behind her knees and pulling her forward.
Oh, she says, forcing herself not to squirm in anticipation.
He presses kisses up the insides of her thighs, soft and teasing, and then along the lips of her cunt. She curls forward, hands gripping the headboard when he uses his fingers and the tip of his tongue to lick her open. Her hips move of their own volition, and the ragged sound of her breathing is drowned out by the pounding of the blood in her ears. Her whole body feels hot, and her skin is too tight. She's going to burst out of it into a million points of light before Han even gets his fingers inside her. He licks around her clit, delicately at first, and then rougher as she begs for more. She keeps one hand on the headboard and uses the other to play with her nipples, moaning at the fierce jolts of pleasure each touch sends through her. She's empty and aching to be filled when he finally slides two fingers in. "More," she demands, and his little hum of laughter vibrates through her, but he adds another finger, and she grunts in approval. He finally stops teasing and sucks on her clit in earnest, his long fingers rubbing against that spot inside her that makes her whole body shake. She tangles her hand in his hair so she can thrust against his mouth as she comes apart, bursting wide open like a supernova, bright and hot and infinite, becoming one with the universe for those few intense moments of ecstasy. His face is salty and slick with her cum when she slips down his body and onto his cock. She clenches tight around him, still riding out the aftershocks of her orgasm, and licks his lips clean. His fingers tighten on her hip, and she guides his other hand to her clit as she fucks him. She wants more. She wants everything. Wants to feel that explosive pleasure again while he's buried deep inside her. All her words are lost now, all except his name. She repeats it hoarsely against his mouth, his jaw, his ear. "Leia," he answers, every time. "I've got you, Leia. And I love you, Leia. And come for me, now, Leia." And she does. She comes, swallowing his words down deep as the whole galaxy bursts into white light and white heat again. She's aware that he is coming, too. She can feel him deep and hot inside, not just with her body, but with everything that makes her her, a connection too unfathomable to put into words, and she vaguely wonders if that's the force before their thought slips away, overwhelmed by sensation. She collapses on top of him, and he gathers her in his arms and presses kisses to the top of her head. She feels wrung out and satisfied, and too exhausted to move for a week. Han mumbles something that's mostly vowels into her ear, and she can tell he feels the same. Unfortunately, they can't stay that way. They're expected in an hour for dinner with Mon Mothma and various members of the Chandrilan government, newly reformed. The languorous silence in her head is broken with the list of things she has to do. Slowly at first, and then faster and faster as time ticks away. "Leia," Han says again, reaching out for her hand when she sits up to grab her data pad. She looks back over her shoulder at him and smiles. "Han," she replies. "That was..." She laughs. "I don't know the words for it." She twists, leans down, and kisses his smug, grinning face slightly. "But I have work to do now." "Of course you do," he mutters. But it's fond where it once would have been bitter. And she's so grateful that somehow he understands. The end.